Anytime you say, it's not fair what's happening to me, that is a sign of self-righteousness. You know why it's a sign of self-righteousness? It's because you're saying, I deserve better, it's not fair. And you're also saying, God, you're not doing your best, because if you're doing your best, you'd have given me more. So you're saying two things. I deserve better than what I'm getting. You mean I'm righteous and I'm not getting paid right. And you're not righteous because you're not paying me right. No, you've never said it like that, but that's where it ends up, and that's what it really means. It's not fair that the deacon should have kicked me out of the church. It's not fair that they're not paying me any more than they do when they're spending all the money in buildings. It's not fair when I have done this. That's a sign of self-righteousness. Do you know what the problem with Job was? He was self-righteous. And when God stripped him of his self-righteousness, and if you read it very carefully, you'll find that Job, God was getting rid of his self-righteousness so God could doubly bless him. Amen. Let me tell you something. A critical spirit of other preachers, which Baptist preachers are preeminent at, is a sign of self-righteousness. When you start judging other people by their doctrines, when you start judging other people by their procedures, what you're saying is, I'm right, you're wrong. That's what all of that means. Now listen, our righteousness and his don't go together. And if we're willing to lay down our righteousness and say, Jesus, you see, this guy got a hold of it. I've never heard anything like it. Isn't that great, Jerry? I mean, that guy got a hold of it. I don't care. Why didn't he doesn't have to care. He's got Jesus righteous. Can you beat that? But you know the difference between this guy, a lot of you in here tonight? He received it. Now, his problem right now is he doesn't understand it. And I tell you something, if you wait to receive things till you understand them, you're going to be a pauper. Little children, let nobody deceive us. He that practices righteousness is just as righteous as he's righteous. You see, I get up in the morning and say, I'm righteous. I'm eating my breakfast, an act of righteousness. I'm cleaning my teeth, an act of righteousness. I'm putting a diaper on, an act of righteousness. So the first time I ever preached this sermon, I preached it out in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, or versions of it. And on the staff, there was a mother that had three kids. They'd pick me up at the motel that night and take me to church. The three kids were about like that, that, and that. I mean, I thought, you know, I mean, they looked like they could have been all born at the same time. And, you know, and you know what she told me after the message? She said, I've been feeling condemnation because I couldn't be down at the church with all the other staff wives doing the work all the time. See, she didn't understand that one of the greatest acts of righteousness in the entire world was pinning diapers and three small babies and bringing them up for the glory of God. And she felt her condemnation brought on by this sin complex that righteousness is something done at an address at a place called a church, and we do it at certain times, not understanding that all of life is righteousness. And if it's not righteousness, it's sin. Not some gray in between stuff. She got free that night. What? To be the mother that God had made her to be when he gave her three small kids, and not to worry about being down the church all the time. If she went down the church all the time, she'd been sinning. She needs to be home. See, if we took care of the baby eagles, they wouldn't fall amongst the turkeys. Are we too busy having two more babies, right? And to bother to raise up the children God has given us, both in the church and at home. You feel pretty good. You've been through a day and have 300 to zero. Listen. Somebody said, you're preaching sinless perfection. No. I'm just saying we don't have to sin.